Vice Premier Lo He has called on China and the European Union to jointly address challenges in the digital era. He made the remarks at a China-EU high-level dialogue. The two sides discussed issues including standards of communications, technology, AI, and product safety. They say digital technology has a major impact on economic and social development, as well as global governance, and plays an important role in the global fight against COVID-19. The China-Europe freight train service continues to see growth in terms of delivery frequency and cargo volume. The trains made over 7,600 trips in the first 8 months of this year, up 44% year-on-year. August alone saw the number of trips surpass 1,200, the fourth month in a row to top 1,000. The trains also carried over 110,000 shipping containers last month. The products traded between China and Europe via the trains include electronics, automobiles, and drinks. The cargo service has also delivered millions of COVID-19 supplies, such as protective suits and medical face masks, to European countries, including France, Germany, and Italy. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says China will continue to upgrade the freight train service to better enhance its cooperation with other countries. China announced an investment of about $29 million in July to build depots at 5 key logistics hubs, including Urumqi, Chongqing, and Zhengzhou. The World Health Organization says the delay in the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine trial is a reminder that the vaccine development process does have challenges. The pharmaceutical company suspended the final trial of its COVID-19 vaccine after a participant fell ill. The WHO says its COVID-19 program needs over $35 billion for development and equitable distribution of vaccines and drugs. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the initiative called Access to COVID-19 Tools Accelerator has received $2.7 billion, which is less than 10% of what it needs. The WHO initiative already has 6 vaccine candidates in final phase trials, and 3 of them are from China. The U.S. Senate's killed a slimmed-down Republican COVID-19 relief bill. It contained roughly $650 billion in total spending, which included new funding of around $300 billion. The bill also included extra unemployment benefits at a reduced level of $300, but Democrats wanted to maintain the level at $600. All Democrats and one Republican opposed the legislation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said before the vote that she was hopeful the legislation would be finalized before the November 3rd presidential election. Germany's confirmed its first case of African swine fever discovered in a wild boar in the eastern part of the country. German authorities say the case was found near the German-Polish border in the state of Brandenburg, and tests confirmed the presence of the disease. Pork is one of Germany's major exports to China and other Asian regions. Germany exported 158,000 tons of pork to China, worth $424 million, between January and April. German authorities vowed to take steps to assess whether there's been a spread of the disease in the country. A ceremony marking the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks will be held at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York. Organizers have had to make changes to the way victims of the attacks are traditionally remembered due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Instead of a large ceremony with families reading out the victims' names, the museum will play a pre-recorded reading and stream it online. The families of the victims are expected to be at the memorial in the morning before it opens to the public in the afternoon. On September 11th, 2001, the Twin Towers and their surrounding buildings were destroyed by Al-Qaeda hijackers. 2,753 people were killed.